This is a moment to reflect on the repentance process as Elder Matthew S. Holland invites us to seek the joy that comes from a true change of heart.
We must never forget that the very purpose of repentance is to take certain misery and transform it into pure bliss. Thanks to His immediate goodness, the instant we come unto Christ, demonstrating faith in Him and a true change of heart, the crushing weight of our sins starts to shift from our backs to His. This is only possible because He, without sin, suffered the infinite and unspeakable agony of every single sin in the universe of His creations for all of His creations. A suffering so severe, blood oozed out of His every pore. From direct personal experience, the Savior thus warns us in modern scripture that we have no idea how exquisite our sufferings will be if we do not repent. But with unfathomable generosity, He also clarifies that, "I, God, have suffered these things for all, that they might not suffer if they would repent. For this doctrine alone, I stand all amazed." Yet, astonishingly, Christ offers even more. Sometimes exquisite pain comes not from sin, but honest mistakes, the actions of others, or forces beyond our control. In these moments, you may cry like the righteous psalmist, "My heart is sore pained within me, and the terrors of death are fallen upon me, and horror hath overwhelmed me. Oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then I would fly away and be at rest." Medical science, professional counseling, or legal rectification can help alleviate such suffering. But note, all good gifts, including these, come from the Savior. Regardless of the causes of our worst hurts and heartaches, the ultimate source of relief is the same, Jesus Christ. He alone holds the full power and healing balm to correct every mistake, mend every wound, and deliver every delayed blessing. I testify that we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but rather a loving Redeemer who descended from His throne above and went forth suffering pains and afflictions and temptations of every kind, that He may know how to succor His people.
That was an excerpt from Elder Matthew S. Holland's talk, "The Exquisite Gift of the Son." This is a moment to reflect.